第七部分，科学与探索。
147. Animal Mimics. Have you ever wondered why the skins of animals have particular colors? Color in animals seems to be either protective or warning. Birds, monkeys, and spiders are very fond of butterflies. But there are some butterflies which are not edible. They have a bad flavor and bright colors.And this gay coloring serves as a danger signal to the birds, monkeys, and spiders. These butterflies can fly freely in the daylight, while the edible ones have to hurry in terror for their lives through the very dark parts of the forest. But if you study the animal life in any part of the world, you will find that the chief use of coloring is protection. Lions, tigers, and other beasts move quietly through great masses of jungle.They are often invisible to the eyes. The stripes of a tiger look much like the long reed-like stalks of the jungle. But an even more strange act remains to be noted. After the rainy season, the new green grasses spring up. All the withered grass insects seem to disappear. Their color would be no protection to them, and their places are now colored as green as the new grass.Whether they are new insects or only the new green grasses, nobody knows. 149. Butterfly. Butterflies are common all over the world, but the ones in hot countries are usually bigger and brighter than those in cooler countries, and there are more different kinds. Usually, the male butterfly is more brightly colored than the female one.The female have bigger and heavier bodies, since they carry eggs. The gay colors of the male help to interest the female, and the duller colors of the female make them less likely to be caught by enemies before they have laid their eggs. Some butterflies have a bright pattern of colors on the upper surface of the wings, which show when they fly, but when they rest on a tree or leaf, they close their wings. On the undersides of their wings,There are green and brown patterns which look like the trees or leaves. They are often difficult to see. When a bird is running after a butterfly, it closes its wings and it seems to have disappeared completely. 151. Difference between men and women. Studies organized by the U.S. Office of Research on Women's Health.Have shown that differences between men and women can influence medical treatment. For example, researchers learned that men and women react differently to a heart attack. Men usually have chest pain, but women may not. Instead, they may suffer pain in the abdomen. They also may have stomach sickness and feel very tired. Women may not recognize that they are having a heart attack.Research also has shown that the brains of men and women use the chemical serotonin differently. Serotonin helps prevent the condition of continued severe sadness called depression. Men's brains use serotonin much more effectively than women's brains do. This may help explain why women suffer depression 2 or 3 times more often than men do.Other research shows that alcohol affects men and women differently. Men and women in one experiment drank the same amount of alcohol drinks. Then researchers measured their blood for alcohol levels. The women had higher levels of alcohol in their blood. Women produce less of a substance called gastric alcohol dehydrogenase. This causes them to break down alcohol more slowly than men. 153. What is wind? What is wind? You can feel it, and you can sometimes hear it, too. You can't see the wind, but you can see all kinds of plants and flowers moving in the wind. Grass moves in the wind, so do trees. What is the wind? It is moving air.
What makes the air move?
Think of 2 places. They may be close to each other, or they may be far away.The air is cold in one place, but it is hot in the other. Warm air pushes up high into the sky. it goes higher than the cold air. The colder air then moves into the place where the warmer air used to be. The moving air is wind. Winds move clouds in the sky. A nice day can turn cloudy in a short while. Sometimes the clouds are big and dark. Big, dark clouds hold a lot of water. Soon it begins to rain.
High winds can make a storm come fast.
They can make a lot of noise, too. Sometimes they sound like a train going by. Very high winds have picked up big things like cars and trucks from the ground. Some have even picked up houses. But most winds are much lighter. You can have fun in a lighter wind if you have a kite. Do you know how to fly one? Just let the wind take the kite high into the sky. 155. Will robots surpass humans? Dr. Moravec predicts that 50 years from now, robots will be as smart as people, and that in a few centuries, they'll surpass humans in every way. Not all the scientists agree with him. But looking back to what robots were only 30 years ago, no one can fail to be impressed. They've come a long, long way. Every year, they're able to process more and more information. They can already reach certain decisions by themselves. ALV, the autonomous land vehicle, knows how to change its course to avoid an obstacle. Yet, humans had to program ALV to teach it to make a choice. How far robots can eventually go is exciting to think about. But for now, you'll have to do all the imagining. Robots can't do that. Not yet. 157. Monster or fish? Fishermen and sailors sometimes claim to have seen monsters in the sea. Though people have often laughed at stories told by seamen, it is now known that many of these monsters, which have at times been sighted, are simply strange fish. Occasionally, unusual creatures are washed up to the shore, but they are rarely caught out at sea. Some time ago, however, a peculiar fish was caught near Madagascar. A small fishing boat was carried miles out to sea by the powerful fish as it pulled on the line. Realizing that this was no ordinary fish, the fishermen made every effort not to damage it in any way. When it was eventually brought to the shore, it was found to be over 13 feet long. It had a head like a horse, big blue eyes, shining silver skin, and a bright red tail. The fish, which has since been sent to a museum where it is being examined by a scientist, is called an oarfish. Such creatures have rarely been seen alive by man, as they live at depths of 600 feet. 159. The Crystal Palace. Perhaps the most extraordinary building of the 19th century was the Crystal Palace, which was built in Hyde Park for the Great Exhibition of 1851. The Crystal Palace was different from all other buildings in the world, for it was made of iron and glass. It was one of the biggest buildings of all time, and a lot of people from many countries came to see it. A great many goods were sent to the exhibition from various parts of the world. There was also a great deal of machinery on display. The most wonderful piece of machinery on show was Nasmyth's steam hammer. Though in those days, traveling was not as easy as it is today, steamboats carried thousands of visitors across the channel from Europe. On arriving in England, they were taken to the Crystal Palace by train. There were 6 million visitors in all, and the profits from the exhibition were used to build museums and colleges. Later, the Crystal Palace was moved to South London. It remained one of the most famous buildings in the world until it was burnt down in 1936. 161. Online calendar. Do you sometimes forget birthdays or important appointments? Don't worry. Now you can get help from your computer. There's a new service on the internet called online calendars. You start by typing in a list of important dates that you want to remember, like the birthdays of your family and friends. Later, you can add other appointments, plans, and reminders to your list. The online calendar will send you an email message to remind you about your mother's birthday or your friend's graduation day. If you don't have time to go shopping, the online calendar lets you order presents such as flowers or a book and pay for them by sending your credit card number. The online calendar also makes a list of your appointments and emails it to you every morning. This service is very convenient and easy to use, but it has one big drawback. You must remember to check your email every day. 163. The function of the bricks. The development of Jamestown in Virginia during the second half of the 17th century was closely related to the making and use of bricks. There are several practical reasons why bricks became important to the colony. Although the forests could initially supply sufficient timber, the process of lumbering was extremely difficult, particularly because of the lack of roads. Later, when the timber on the peninsula had depleted, wood had to be brought from some distance. Building stone was also in short supply. However, as clay was plentiful, it was inevitable that the colonists would turn to brickmaking. In addition to practical reasons for using brick as the principal construction material, there was also an ideological reason. Brick represented durability and permanence. The Virginia Company of London instructed the colonists to build hospitals and new residences out of brick. In 1662, the Town Act of the Virginia Assembly provided for the construction of 32 brick buildings and prohibited the use of wood as a construction material. Had this law ever been successfully enforced, Jamestown would have been a model city. Instead, the residents failed to comply fully with the law, and in 1699, Jamestown collapsed into a pile of rubble with only 3 or 4 habitable houses.